This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, it's such a pleasure to be joined by author, communicator and previous phone counsellor Mark Elder. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've just released a book called Get Yourself From Crisis to Coping. Perfect timing with Are You OK Day, obviously happening right here and now. What motivated you to release this book?
Well, basically, I was trying to help a lot of my friends that had... that were sort of cornering me at parties at 3 a.m. saying, my life is hell, what can I do about it? So I started putting together a lot of the stuff and realized I had a book. There were a lot of little tips that people sort of can use to really help them sort of learn how to cope, because people don't do it.
I know, Mark, for a lot of Australian men, we don't really know how to deal with some of those emotions attached to depression and anxiety. What are some of the tips that your book tells us we should do as a guy to deal with that kind of feeling?
It's a huge issue with young men, because they often get so overwhelmed with their emotions and they think that this is how it's going to be the rest of their lives, which is why suicide is such a huge thing. And the best thing I can tell everyone is, when you're in your no problem area, you know, when things are going well, do some work on yourself. And it's just the basics of do some exercise, learn how to sort of sit next to your emotions. You know, we're all afraid of our emotions, and we're also afraid of our feelings about feelings.
Mm.
So yeah. If you get angry, and then you get disappointed in yourself, and then you get angry because why should I be disappointed in myself? And you're in this biofeedback loop of sort of, it's like a feelings pizza. And so you've really just got to take the time to do the work and just don't avoid those hard questions.
Yeah, and on Are You OK Day particularly, one of the encouragements is to begin a conversation with your family or friends and really just ask them, are they OK? What kind of impact does having that conversation have on people who may feel like they are in a position of sort of mental health crisis?
It's huge. One of the biggest things that that I learned from doing telephone counselling is that most people are unheard, and they don't feel validated. They feel like they start to tell people something and people jump in instantly with solutions, or they go, yeah, that happened to me. And the best thing you can do when you're listening to people is just give them space to talk. Don't give them solutions. It's that whole active listening of it, like feeding back to them. So it sounds like you're feeling like blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest lessons that I learned, was that I constantly feel like I want to be a fixer, but sometimes it's just good to be able to voice those emotions and get them out, and that's part of the kind of cathartic process of healing.
Oh, absolutely. It's to be heard and not judged is fantastic, and the whole telephone counselling model is comes from the Carl Rogers School of Counselling, where people know their own stories, and if you help them to sort of process it, they'll ultimately be able to sort of find some of their own answers. Not all of them. You know, we can't do these things all on our own. But jumping in with solutions before you've even explained what the real problem is counterproductive.
Yeah, and I mean, people obviously we all have bad days. We all have moments where we feel a little bit low, but then moving towards depression or even suicidal thoughts is obviously next level. How do you know if you are kind of moving toward that space and it's not just an off day?
I guess if it's more than one day, that helps as an indicator. But it's stopping to care about things, losing energy, losing focus. So you can either become really lethargic or you can become really irritable, and it starts to become your fallback position. So that's a really good indicator.